We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Chof Hei Omid Aleph, and we are starting from the two dots on the bottom of Chof Dalet Omid Beis. Omer Rabbi Huna, Hoye Talisoi Chaguroloi Almasnov. He wasn't wearing anything besides for a talis that he made as a belt around his waist. Mut Likris Kriyashma. He's allowed to say Kriyashma, and the reason is because he has a hefsik ben liboy la'arvi. He has a hefsik between his heart and his arvi. He has a talis of a beged, shal'ar, or it's made out of leather, shal'sak, chagura masnov, or it's like a sack and it's tied on his waist. Mut likris kriyishma, you're allowed to say kriyishma. Because you don't have liberayas erva. Avala tfila, but for shmanesrei, achi echases liboy. It's not enough to have a hefsik between liboy and erva, he also has to cover his heart. And the Mishabura speaks out, so first of all, what does Rashi say? Why is tfila different? Because Rash says, "Tzarich lahu laharis asma ka'im l'fnei ha'melech v'lamid ve'ema." Aval kriyishma inam davening l'fnei ha'melech. Davening is for the melech. Kriyishma is not for the melech. So the question is, if it's for the melech, so is the chasa liboy enough? So Mishbru speaks out from the Bach that it means, of course, you have to mechasa the whole guf when you daven Shemin Esrei. It just says shechasa es liboy to contrast the difference between kriyishma. Kriyishma is enough just to wear a belt. But by davening, it's not enough yichases liba. You have to cover your entire body because it has to be oimer lefnei hamelech. From here, it stems the shaila if you're even allowed to daven Shemin Esrei with shorts, even if you're allowed to daven. Because if you're mishabura in the Bach, you're not allowed to daven with shorts because it's not oimer lefnei hamelech. You wouldn't stand in front of a melech with shorts.
These were robes. No?
What are your robes, yeah?
These were like these togas, no?
Right, yeah.
Went down to
the knees, exactly. They were covered, exactly. Oh no! It went past the knees instead of knees. Wasn't that was like a beckature, like a small beckature? Went down to the bottom, went down to the ankles, the robes. You still see some svaradim wearing. It goes down to the ankles. V'amar Rav Huna, shachach. Anyway, it's nothing to do with it anyway. It has to do with what the attire is for that dar. So you're gonna go meet the president. Even the basketball player who wears shorts doesn't go in his shorts. He goes in a suit, right? No, even if they're melech, how do you go and cover it? You know. We learned before you are not allowed to go into the bathroom with tefillin on. For sure, not to be for gedolim. For sure, not even ketanim. Pashas that came out, you're not allowed to. So let's say he forgot. He was wearing his tefillin. Those days, he wore tefillin the whole day. He walks to the Beis HaKisa and he forgot. He has his tefillin on. He puts his hand on top of the shal roish achi yigmar until he finishes going to the bathroom. Why does he have a right to wait till he finishes going to the bathroom? That's a long time. Until he finishes the first round of going to the bathroom, and then he just gets up, gets filling out, goes back, and comes back into the bathroom. Why doesn't he stop right away? The minute he figures out he's wearing his tefillin, let him stop right away going to the bathroom. But lifsek la'alt of lekam and stand up. Mishum de Rishim v'gamil. The Tanya Rishim v'gamil Omer. Omud ha'chayzer maybe is adam le'hadreken. Omud ha'chayzer is gedolim that you hold yourself back from going to the bathroom. You come to a sickness called hadreken, which Rashi says means a chayli that makes the stomach blow up. And silan ha'chayzer it's ketanim that you hold yourself back. Maybe is adam le'yarken. It brings yourself to a chayli called yarken, which is something that makes the person look green, greenish, goldish, maybe it's like a hepatitis. It causes certain sicknesses. Therefore, it's a sakana to stop right away. Therefore, you don't have to stop right away. You can stop after the person goes to the bathroom a little bit. Itma. Tzoya al basaroi. If someone has tzoya on his basar, and the Rishonim speak out, we're talking about here that the tzoya was covered with, let's say, it was covered by his body or by his beged. For example, the tzoya was under his arms. It was covered, and it didn't smell. And still, the shaila, if you have tzoya abasari, what's the halacha? Or his hand is in the bathroom, only his hand. So it's machlekes. If you're allowed to say kriyashma in this oifen, Rav Huna ama mut likris kriyashma, you're allowed to say kriyashma. Rav Chista ama os likris kriyashma, and the Gemara has explained the machlekes. Rav Chista says os likris kriyashma. Amar of my time with Rav Huna, and the chsiv, kol haneshoma tahal ka. The neshama should praise Hashem. And neshama means, like the Rashi says, the mouth, the nose, all the things that are b'chlal neshima are b'chlal the halal, and they have to be b'kavadik. But the hand is fine. Or tzaya b'sari is fine. Rav Chista Amar also look at Kriyas Shema. My time, what's the reason? Rav Chista, my time, Rav Chista. The Chassidim call it Smoisay Tamarina Hashem Mi Chamaycha, that all your bones should praise Hashem. So therefore, anything that has tzoy on it is a problem. So as Machlekes Rav Huna Rav Chista, if you have tzoy on part of your body, is it also to be kari Kriyas Shema? Tosfos on Daf Chav Dal on Beis brings out a Machlekes Rishonim had a pasuk, Rechanan a pasuk like Rav Chista that says Osir, and the Rif Paskins like Rav Huna, and if you look at the Mechaber, Taka brings down two deis who we paskin like Rav Chista or Rav Huna, and therefore you have to be machmer. I'm pretty sure it's mavuy over there that in certain places, if you find the tzaya, then there it's worse. There's more zuma, then it's worse. But lemaisa, either way, it's machlekes anyway. If you leave a lot of dam, if you have tzaya in your body anywhere. Zokting maravaita. That was tzaya. I'm going to come back to tzaya again a little later on, but that was tzaya. Itmar. What are reyach ra? Reyach ra shesh le'ikr. If there's a bad smell coming from something that's an ikr. Yesh le'ikr means there's an identifiable source that is, it's my mashus, that it's a source that's my mashus that is giving out a reyach. So reyach ra shesh le'ikr. That's yesh le'ikr. Ein le'ikr means if you know someone passes gas, that's ein le'ikr. There's no a source, there's no actual mamashus that's giving out the reyach. Reyach ra shesh le'ikr. Rav Huna Amar, Marchik Dalat Amis. You have to move away Dalat Amis from the source and the Kari Kriyas Shema. And Rashi speaks out, even if you could smell there, but just enough, you have to move away 4 Amis. Rav Chista Amar, and this is like a Paschal, like Rav Chista, Rav Chista Amar, Marchik Dalat Amis and Mokim Shaposa Kareach, the Kari Kriyas Shema. Rav Chista says even more. Yeah, any place the smell is, that's considered like a Mokim Tzoya. You have to be 4 Amis away from where the smell stopped and say Kriyas Shema. Tanya Kavosei Dor Rav Chista. We have a brayso like Rav Chista, and that's why we pass on Rav Chista, because we have a raya from a brayso like Rav Chista. The brayso says like this: Leikur Adam Kriyas Shema Leikur Neged Tzoya. As Adam, you're not allowed to say Kriyas Shema Neged Tzoya, even if you can't smell it. You're not looking at Tzoya as Adam, looking at Tzoya as Klavim, and not Tzoya of Klavim, looking at Tzoya as Chazirim, but looking at Tzoya as Tarnagarlim. And Rashi speaks out, even though there's no reyach, you're not allowed to say Keneged this Tzoya. Al Tzoya alone, you're not allowed to say Shema Keneged it. And the brayso includes tzoyas klavim, tzoyas chazirim, and tzoyas tarnagolim. V'loy keneged, we'll take out the word tzoya here. V'loy keneged ashba shereach rechara, and not keneged a garbage that smells bad. That also has a din tzoya. V'imoyim malkim gavoy asar tvachim v'namach asar tvachim. If it was either above you, all these things were above you 10 tvachim, or below you 10 tvachim, yoyishev v'tzidoy v'kari kriyishma. You can sit next to it and say kriyishma, because it's in a different shos. V'im lav. If it's not on a different shos, marchik mali einav. You have to move away until you can't see it anymore. But you can't face it and see it, even though it doesn't smell. V'chein l'tfila, and same halachas gabe tfila. And then the brayso says, reach rash yesh le'ikr. If you have a reach ra that has an ikr, marchik dalat amis, mokim areach v'kari kriyishma. You move away dalat amis from the mokim areach, and then kari kriyishma. So it's a raya to Rav Chista. You can't move away just from the dalat amis from the reach. You have dal amas and mokim hareach. Anywhere it smells, if you dal amas away from that, and that's where you say kriyas shema. So it's a raya to Rav Chista that you have to move away 4 amas from mokim shekol hareach. Omer Rava, less hilchos kol masnita. We don't paskin like other things in this brayso. This brayso says, you know, let's say shema keneged tzoyas chazirim and tzoyas klavim. So he said we don't paskin like that. Elik hadatanya lo yikra adam kriyas shema lo keneged tzoyas adam. The only time tzoyas chazirim and tzoyas klovim is a problem, the only time that's a problem if you put leathers in there. When you put leathers in there, that's when it smells very bad and it gets a din of tzoya. But without that, not. So that's not like the brayso before. It sounds like stam. Any tzoya, even without the iris in it was a problem. Now Taisa speaks out. We're missing. What about Tanagolim? What's halacha about Tanagolim? So Taisa speaks out that Tanagolim is might be worse, and that's even without putting in leather in it, it's a problem. But the Ma'ase Taisa says, "Everybody who the dafka shem belul shlehem shesham sirchan gadol." Only if they're sitting in that coop, but stam chicken stuff that's on the street is not a problem. What? Ashba, if it smells bad, it's a problem. Yeah, if ashba smells bad, it's a problem. What?
It doesn't smell, just negative.
That's not a problem. Only reicha ra. Even if you can't, if something has reicha ra, then it's a problem. Then it's a problem. But basically, passing shulchan aruch like this: soyas kela v'chazir nosen v'hem oyrois marchikim oyseik k'mayim soyas adam. Malav dinam k'din soyas shar v'hem mechayv oyv shein tzorach l'harchik m'hem. So then the rest of, we pass a lachal ma'isa that anytime there's dung on the floor, if it doesn't smell, and you don't smell it, it's not a problem to say Shema. Most of the time for us, it's not something that has Ibud Iris in it, and therefore it's not a problem.
You can be negative.
You can be negative, yeah. If it's Soyuz Behemoth, yeah. So you have to realize in those days they didn't have a choice. The whole it was full. That was the cars. So it was like if you said any bracha anywhere or thought in Torah anywhere near the street, you have a Torah there. So it had to be possible. That's what it was. God, Torah speaks out that it's by chamar, not. But okay, it's not so negay at these days so much. Okay, zok to gemara vaitem. Boimnei Rav Sheshes reich rasha ein leikar. That was all reich rasha yesh leikar. A reich rasha ein leikar. What's the halacha? Mahu? Are you allowed to say Shema? Amalahu. Also, Chazu, go to the Beis Medrash. Look, how did Tzipi the Beirav, these mats, they used to sit on mats, though, they didn't have chairs, they had mats those days. The Hanu Ganu, one of the Tamidim are sleeping, but Hanu Garasi, another one's learning. And Rashi speaks out, when the person sleeps, it's the Derech HaYishonim LaHafiach, that they pass gas, and there's a smell there. And you see they're learning. So you see, it must not be a problem, Reach Shein Le'ikar. But Zog Tamar, it's not true. But how do you believe Divrei Torah? It's only with Divrei Torah. Why? Because EF, sure. They're learning from Smarish, and it's not possible. I have a Kriya Shema Loi. You know, I'll say Kriya Shema. And even Divrei Torah, not Mila Amara, or the Chavre. Only if the smell is from your friend. Of the day, your own Loi, you can't. I guess because yourself, then it's F, sure, when you start, when you know, it's possible to watch yourself. But someone else, that could not learn the whole day, and therefore, they allowed it. Itma. So I'm saying, you see, the reich sheyesh leikar is a more chomer digger thing. You don't have all these heter. Only a reich she'en leikar do you have these heter. Itma, tzoya iveris. Someone is standing in one place saying Shema, and all of a sudden a tzoya walks by. Someone carrying tzoya walks by. Could you have to stop saying Shema or not? Tzos machleikas. Abaya mutlis lukas kriya Shema, you're allowed to continue saying kriya Shema. Rav Amar also lukas kriya Shema, you're not allowed to continue saying kriya Shema. Oma abayim, no amila. Abaye brought Raya from a Braisa, from a Mishnah. He thought Pshat and Mishnah was because something that's Ivera is not a problem. He brought Raya like this, that the halacha is, if a stone that has a neg on it, or a person who's a Metzaira is under an oil, a tree, let's say, so anything under the oil becomes Tameh. But the halacha in the Mishnah is that if the Metzaira just walks by, the whole tree does not become an oil. He has to stop there. The Tanan, HaTameh Oy Metachas Ilon, if the Tameh is standing under the Ilon, making it into oil, so if a Torah over and the Torah walks by, he's Tameh, because he walked under the tree. But the opposite case, Torah Oymed, the Torah standing on the tree, Tachas Ilam, the Tameh over, and the Tameh walks by, Torah. The tree has not become Tameh. Vim Amar, if he stops, it's Tameh. V'chein be'evan ha'menugas, not only by a Metzaira, also by Evan ha'menugas, the Evan that has a Nega. So what does Abaye say? You see from here that if something walks by, it doesn't become Tameh. That's what Abaye learned from there. So he said here also, if a tzoya walks by, it doesn't make problems. Rav Amalek, no. Hasam b'kviusa talya milsa. It's exeris akosav regarding mitzoyra that the only time you have that it makes it into oil is if they're sitting there. Hasam b'kviusa talya milsa. It says you have to sit there, meishavai. Hachav hoy machnecha kadosh machmar v'halaka. Here your machnecha is b'kadosh. Even if it's walking by, it's a chesaron in my machnecha kadosh. And therefore, do not bring a raya from there. And of course, a tzoya averis is still a problem. Omra Papa, pi chazir ke tzoya averis dami. If a chazir walks by, a chazir eats tzoya. So his mouth is like a tzoya averis, and you have to stop saying Shema. So Omra Pshita, of course, a chazir is tzoya averis, of course. Latricha, I've got salak manahara. You don't know it came out of the water, and maybe you would think it finally took like a good shower and it's clean. No, it always has tzoya in his mouth, and does not help coming out of the water. Omer Rav Yehuda, Sofik Tzoya Asura, the Gemara will explain this momentarily. Sofik Tzoya Asura, if you're not sure of Tzoya here, it's also to say Shema. Sofik Meraglayim is Mutarim, but Sofik Meraglayim here it's Mutar. Ikedam, a little bit different version, Omer Rav Yehuda. Sofik Tzoya Bebayis Mutaris. In a house, you don't have to, even if Sofik, even not sure, yet you can assume Stoma, there's no Tzoya, because people don't keep Tzoya around the house. But Ashba, if you're not sure in the Ashba of the Tzoya, it's Asura. But Sofik Meraglayim, I feel about Ashmanami Mutarim, it's Mutar. Now, what's the difference between Meraglayim and Tzoya? The Gemara is going to explain that Tzoya is a Sofik Deraisa, because if it's Tzoya, it's also a Kriya Shema, Sofik Deraisa. Mashenki Meraglayim It's only midaraisa to say keneged ha'amud, keneged someone actually going to the bathroom, you know, the stream, but not keneged miraglayim on the floor. So Gemara explains, Savala ki hodu Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna loy asra taira, miraglayim is only asra, ele keneged ha'amud, only keneged the stream, bilvad. Uki Rav Yenison. And Rav Yenison Rami, ksiv, v'yoti alacham chutz ha'machana, v'yotz ha'shama chutz. One pasuk says you should have a place, a designated place out of the machana to go to the bathroom. Another pasuk says, "V'ksiv v'yasei tiyelecha v'chesisa tseyasecha shekavi yatzayer." The first pasuk says they're not covering. Okay, it's that. Kam b'gdoilim, you have to cover. Kam b'ktanim, you don't have to cover. You just have to have a makim to do it. Why? Because if you do it in the middle of the machana, it's a problem. It's connected to the stream. People say shema. But here you go out of the machana, you go to the bathroom there, and you're allowed to leave it there without covering it. You see that only connected to Amu Bavad is awesome in our Torah. Hanaf full ara, falls to the ground. Shari, it's mutter. Rabbanu who the gazu baho. Rabbanu men exeru in it. The gazu rabbanu bavadoyim. The exeru rabbanu only bavadai. Ava sveikin le gazu. We're in gazu by Suffolk. So the Gemara is mashma that they weren't gazu by Suffolk. Not because Suffolk the rabbanu lekula alone. Even more, Suffolk le gazu. So what's the nafkimina? Because the lachas of Suffolk the rabbanu lekula is only if it's efsh levara, but it's efsh levara, you have to levara. The Gemara is saying, since they weren't guys by Safa, you don't have to be mevara. It's one afkamina. Another afkamina is, ischazik isura is also unbearable on asr. For example, if you know it's meragayim here, and it's a Safa, if you put enough water in it, that was a Safa. So then, if it's Safa derabbanan, you have to go lechumra, because it's ischazik. But since we're saying they weren't guys there by derabbanan by a Safa, so then it's muta. It's a few afkaminas brought down in the Paiskim. Vavadoyin ad kama, how much meragayim, or how wet does it have to be? By Vade Meriglaim, Gabriel Isidra Abaran to say Kriya Shema connected. Omar Avuda Omar Shmuel, Kozman Shema Tpichim. Anytime it makes you wet, makes your hand wet, that's enough to ask. Chayam Rabbi Bacharam Rechman, Kozman Shema Tpichim. Anytime it makes your hand wet. Chayam Ulo, Kozman Shema Tpichim. Geneva, Mishmei the Rav, Geneva, Mishmei the Rav says, no, Omar Kozman Shema Shuma Nika. Anytime you see a wet spot on the floor, that's enough to be asked. And that's a Chomer Gedoyla. Omar Avuda Yosef, Shorli Marli Geneva. Hashem should be mindful of Geneva of saying the wrong thing from Rav, because Hashta Tzoya Amar Rav Yudam Rav, Madach Tzoya, which is much more common. Rav Yudam Rav says, Kivin Shekamun Paneha Mutter. Once it gets dried a little bit, still it's Mutter. Meriglayim, my boy, you have to tell me Meriglayim. It has a Roshim. It's a Miyaser. Can't be Pshat. Omle Abaye. Abaye tells him, Why are you so sure about the one that says Karmu Paneha? It's different. Rav Huna Amar Rav. It says like this: Tzoya fill kecheres. Tzoya. It's even like it's dry like earthenware. It's asura. Vehechi dami tzoya kecheres. What's tzoya kecheres? Amar Rav Bacharav Yechven. Because man shezarka v'in freches. If you throw it, it doesn't break apart. It's still like kecheres. It has to be so dry that it breaks apart. Then it's already mutter. V'yikid amri. Because man shegoyla. You roll it v'in freches and it doesn't break apart. That's even a bigger a darga of iser. That's only mutter when you roll it and it falls apart. So maybe that's the way it is. If that's the way it is, you can learn from Shumanikas also then by Miraglayim, because it's still soya is still more chamer. Even when it's dry, it's also. So Gemara, it's machlekes. We're not sure about Shumanikos. We're still going to see. Maybe it's machlekes Tanayim even. Omar Avina, have a kamina kamei Rav Yehuda Medifti, chazot soya. He saw tzoya. Amali ayin ikarim paneha eloi. He said, check it out, see if it was karmu paneha, which means it got dry a little bit or not. Like Rashi calls it, it got a little scabby. That means a little dry in that. Igadam, Amalei. Ayin imifloya flui. If it has cracks in it. Cracks in it is a bigger darga of being dry. It's machashay on the bir halacha. If this is worse than nifrechas, that level of cheres, or better than cheres, the shayla. Mayav Allah. What's halacha lemaisa of meraglayim? Rashi learns. So the Rashi, maybe go on more later on, but. Either way, my avala either means what's the halacha l'maisa on tzoya or meraglayim, so I had to learn, but let's see. What's the halacha l'maisa? Itma. Tzoya kecheres. Amei mama asura, mazut yom mataras. Machlaik is tzoya kecheres if it's asura mutter. Amma rava, hilchus halacha l'maisa, tzoya kecheres asura, or meraglayim kozman shmat pichim. We're pretty makel by meraglayim, but by tzoya we're saying tzoya kecheres is still asura, even if it's like kecheres, it's still asura. And meraglayim, it makes you wet, then it's aser. If not, it's muta. Meisvei, when that's a kasha, it says in the Braisa, Meiraglayim, Kozman Shmat Pichim Asurim. Then it says nivlu, if it got swallowed up in the ground, a yavshu would dry and mutar. My lav dum nivlu dum yavshu. My yavshu deirim shum nicker. Af nivlu deirim shum nicker. And it's mashma. It's only mutter. When ain reshuma nika, ha reshuma nika aser, and we just said afgadim matpichim. We just said it has to be matpichim. Here it's mashma reshuma nika. So the Gemara, that's a raya. Well, tamech, look at the reisha, I'm a reisha, because man shematpichim who the aser ha reshuma nika shari. So it's not a raya from the brisa. And mahal lekel mashma na. Abalei mekatanoyim. Maybe it's like this tanoyim. It says in the brisa, kli shnishpuchu mena meraglayim. You have a kli that the meraglayim spilled out of it. So we'll see the kli itself has isurim to say shema kenegadit. Also, look at shema kenegadit. You now say kli shema kenegad the kli, even if there's no meraglayim in it. Meraglayim atzma shenishbuchu, a meraglayim itself that's on the ground, depends. Nivlu mutter, loy nivlu aser. If it gets swallowed up, it's mutter. If it doesn't get swallowed up, it's aser. Av yeisi yomer, kol zman shmat pichim. Anytime it's mat pichim. So what's the machlokes? My nivlu, my loy nivlu. The commentary kama ilem nivlu de matpichim. If nivlu means it's not, doesn't make you wet. Loy nivlu means not matpichim. Also, Rav Yisrael Meir calls van shmatpichim. Udaser harushim nikashari haynu tanakama. That's mamish exact same shita like a tanakama. So it must be like this. El nivlu means the ein rishum nikar. You don't see any spot anymore. Loy nivlu means rishum nikar, and that's a chumra. And Rav Yisrael comes to the makeup. Also, Rav Yisrael Meimar calls man shemat pichim hu da aser. Only if it makes you wet is it aser. Or Rishum Nikar shari. So we see it's machlekes tanoyim if Rishum Nikar or not. Before it's machlekes amaroyim, it sounds like machlekes tanoyim. So Loi, the kuliyama calls man shemat pichim hu da aser. Or Rishum Nikar shari. The kuliyama has to make you wet. So what's machlekes Rav Yisrael and the Tanakama? Rav Yisrael boom om machmer. Rav Yisrael saying calls man shemat pichim. Rav Yosi is being more machmer because man shmat picha means that it has to be tefeach amnasta tefeach. How come tefeach amnasta tefeach ikar benayu? It's the opposite. That Rav Yosi is being more machmer because Rav Yosi is saying that even if it's not tefeach amnasta tefeach, it's still aser. The Tanakhama holds tefeach amnasta tefeach, only then is it aser. But Zok Rav Yosi calls man shmat pichim, that is when it is aser. So he's being more machmer, anytime it makes something wet, that is where it's aser.